Introducing Richard Fluitt, who was previously very much involved in corporate video and has got some very interesting clients right now. But after working for the BBC for quite a few years, was it 18 years, Richard?
Most of my time actually was spent on the other side working for ITV.
Oh, ITV,
My BBC stint was only towards the end.
Okay. And now you've got clients like Barrett Developments, Vision Express, Chrysler Daimler, the National Health Service in the UK.
Yeah.
And your passion is not so much the technical side, but it's more inspiring individuals or companies to use video to its maximum potential. In other words, helping individuals present the right message to camera.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that throughout my experience and through my years in television and in corporate, you tend to get a little bit hung up on the technical side of television and wanting the picture to be perfect. And that's the kind of way you're brought up in the television world. Mm. Over the past few years working more in the corporate world, I've begun to realise that although the quality of the picture does need to be good, obviously you need to be able to see what you can see, the content is far more important. And it's easy to get hung up on the picture looking beautiful, but if the message is wrong, then people don't want to watch. And so that largely is what I concentrate a lot on at the moment, is making sure I help people to get the message right. So we start with the message and we start with the audience that a video is going to go out to. And we come back from that to work out what the best style is going to be and what the best approach will be to make the video.
Okay. In the old days, well, it still is the case where corporate video was, you know, the rule of thumb was £1,000 a minute.
Yeah.
to cost. Nowadays, in fact, just over the last year, 2006, started to herald the rise of video on the internet. And the price has dramatically come down and become affordable for individuals, small companies, as well as the big corporates.
It has done, and it all depends on the front-end production price as to where that cost goes. There are still a lot of people out there, and there still will be, who that £1,000 a minute as a general ballpark figure worked for. You know, I do things, and it's never exactly that, because it's never a science how you can work out your budgets. So it's about managing your content better, and often the most expensive bit is the actual filming bit on the front end. You know, if you need a three broadcast production crew, then you're looking at sort of £1,000 a day before you even start filming, and if you've got locations all over the country, that obviously multiplies. So the way that I tend to work with clients who want to do short, sharp messages on the internet, it's about managing the content and managing the filming. And if you can make sure that you can create your content on one filming session over one day or one half a day or whatever it is, then obviously that keeps your front end costs down. So it's about knowing what you want to say and only filming what you need to film.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, is how a lot of television should be made anyway, and it isn't. But
sure.
That's another story, really. It's easy people just tend to do things, you know.
Okay. And your passion now as well for perhaps people who aren't corporates, and many of our listeners, people who are looking at our website who might have opted into the website, might be possibly smaller companies, even one-man, one-person bands. And we know over the last year that video has become more accessible and is being streamed across the internet. We are starting to put up testimonials on our internet website, for example.
Yep.
How can what your years of experience with the highly regarded BBC and ITV as well, what sort of advice could you convey to these people that might be possibly considering video for the first time, and what could you tell them?
Well, my initial, I suppose, inspiration to move in this direction came through Academy, where, for those who know the Academy online forum, members now have the option to put a short video clip at the top of their profile.
Yeah.
And on an e-forum, for those who don't know, you get a profile where you tell people about yourself and you tell them what you want to sell, I guess. You're leading them through eventually to marketing yourself and your product. My own opinion is one of the powers of video is that it's if it's done properly, it's real and it's believable. So if somebody clicks on either a website or an e-forum such as Academy and sees a video at the very beginning of that, which they can click on and they can watch the person who owns or runs the business, or who is actually the coach or the speaker or the trainer, well, they can see who they're dealing with.
Sure.
And I think in those scenarios, a video doesn't lie, because we can all watch the television. We can all see, for example, when you see your adverts for washing powder, and it's so obvious that It's been set up. You know, don't believe that the person really has spilt coffee on their shirt and has been washed.
Exactly, yeah.
Whereas if you watch a video that you believe, then you believe the person, so you see the real person presenting themselves, saying, look, this is why I set up the business, this is what I passionately believe in, and then I think your customers will buy into that.
I think that's a great example, comparing the kind of traditional TV advert. And I watched the clip of yours on your profile on Academy, and it is, you know, very, very engaging, very convincing, you know, and very sincere, and that does come across. You're absolutely right.
That's the plan, and that's what I think people should be doing. So I guess I moved on from seeing those, and it's not easy to do straight away. You know, it took me a few goes to do that, but then that's my message to people, that this isn't an instant thing. You need to learn how to do it. You have to learn how to just basically sort of set a camera up, because anybody can do this. This is what I'm trying to say now.
Okay.
Anybody can do it, even with a webcam. Okay, a webcam isn't brilliant quality vision, but if you set it up properly and you light it properly and you get some decent sound, then it does actually work, and you can get your message across.
Okay.
And so that's really what I'm trying to help people with more at the moment, and that moves right through to the corporate world as well. You know, the true video messaging, if you've got a CEO of a company who wants to get a message to all his employees, to do it himself naturally, like I'm saying, for an example on my Academy profile, to do it that way, I think he will engage his audience, being his employees, and they will listen to him far better than if he's got a script and an auto cue and he's just reading a script that a marketing person's written for him, which is as so often happens.
How would you coach, supposing I came to your offices and I wanted to present to my viewers or potential viewers, what were the first things you would talk to me? What were the questions you'd ask me? What would I need to do to become more real, rather than being a bit kind of apprehensive, nervous, staring at this camera lens?
Well, the first thing I always do is work on the message.
Right.
Because the message has to be your message. So many people come along. I run workshops fairly regularly where we get groups of 10 or 12 people who come to do this. At the end of it, they go away after one day, and we record it for them on a proper broadcast kind of television camera. Mm. We record their one and a half minutes worth of introduction, which they can then use. But the first, probably third of the day, we don't really use the camera at all, other than to show them what they look like in the raw, so to speak, so they can appreciate how they get better during the day. But the first stage really is to get the message right, and to make sure that it's your own personal message, and you're saying something that you're passionate about and you believe. Because if you don't believe it, it'll come across on camera and your audience won't believe it.
Right.
So that's the first stage.
Okay.
And then on the course is a good example of how I work, really. Throughout the day, you probably get 6 attempts at actually filming 2 cameras. So one of the important messages here is to practice.
Okay.
And it's not just practicing to camera, which is interesting anyway, talking to a bit of plastic or a glass lens. The key bit about recording yourself is watching yourself back, because you will be your best critic.
Okay.
Now, working with a group's good, because actually you've got a group of people who are all in a similar situation, you'll help each other out.
Right.
And you can see when you're being natural, and they'll say, oh, you're not quite being yourself there, we could do that, or why are you pulling that funny face? And there's funny things like that that people do, because the natural thing when you get in front of a camera, because we all see it every day on television, is to think, oh, I'm a presenter now, I must present myself as a presenter.
Yes.
So you automatically, we pretend to be somebody else.
Yes.
Whereas the best thing to do is to be yourself.
Yes.
So the best way to practice that is to be yourself on camera and then watch it back and then be critical of yourself, or get friends to do that for you.
Okay. So if I was a small business, I could basically get in front of a camera and practice and look back at those 4 or 5 or 6 efforts, and I would have a pretty good sense of there was one that I would favour more than others.
Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope so. I mean, you need to go back a stage from that, I guess, and just make sure your camera's set up right and your lighting's right and there's nothing growing out of your head on the picture and there's nothing horrible in the background. There's sort of basics like that you have to set up. But as far as performance goes, yeah.
Okay.
Making it natural. Another thing I always say to people, which scares people tremendously to start with, is that, especially for this type of message, I would never, ever advocate a script. Don't write down what you're going to say.
Right. I've heard of some people talking about using a kind of auto cue and using a clever kind of scrolling screen on a laptop and having the camera set up behind the laptop. So you're staring at the screen, reading it from the screen, and it
Lots
looks like you're staring into the lens.
Yep, and it, it's a great skill to be able to do that well. You only have to look at many politicians who use that, and you can tell straight away when they're reading, because their eyes go from side to side and they stare intently at the camera.
Ah, I see.
It does work, but to me it doesn't work as well, because if you're reading a script, then you're not being yourself, because you're not True. Yourself and you're naturally reading like that. So
Sure.
it's about learning your message, not learning your words.
Right.
Is how I over how I say that. Because I think people can see, I think people can tell, and if you can just learn to be natural, it's better.
And again, looking at your eCademy, which I should explain to some of our listeners who may not be familiar with it, eCademy.com is a social network of business people, highly inspiring. And your profile, Richard, on there, you talk about your passion to help people kind of understand and tune into that message that they've got inside them. Tell us a little bit more about, I mean, this is something you probably don't know how you do this. Well, what do you think you do that makes you different from other people, that enables people to understand, you know, what they can convey in front of a camera? How do you do it?
Remotely, it's difficult to explain, as you say. If I've got somebody in front of me and I'm working with them, I mean, I guess I've got a lot of experience over the years. I've built up some sort of innate experience, and it may sound conceited, but I just know. Sometimes you just know that something isn't right and it can be better. And the trick is to tease the person into helping them to do it better and having lots of tricks to do that.
Right.
When you're working remotely with people, like I do via Academy sometimes, when people will call up, then I guess I have a series of top tips, if you like, which I say to everybody, which say if you go through these, then you're a good halfway there.
Okay.
And you're going to ask me some of those, aren't you, now?
Well, it was almost you were asking me to ask you, so I was kind of curious if you were just going to launch into them. Or
well, I could. I mean, okay. I guess going right back to the beginning, many people are used to presenting in some form. If you're talking about coaches or trainers or speakers, they're often used to standing up and talking to maybe a group of people or a room full of people even.
Sure.
And the first thing I say to people is they have to realise that the camera, talking to a camera, is very different to that for two reasons. One I've already mentioned, which is the fact that you're talking to an innate object,
right,
which doesn't respond back to you. So you're talking to a circle or a square of glass.
Yes.
The other, and this is the one that people don't hook onto, is that when you're recording a message to video, you're only talking to one person at a time.
Right.
People think they go on the internet, God, it is going out to potentially thousands of people.
Yes, that's right.
So they present like they're presenting to thousands of people.
Yes.
What I would say is every individual viewer of that video is you're creating a one-to-one relationship with them.
Right.
So, and that's that you talk to one person in a very different way that you talk to a whole room full of people. It's allowing yourself to getting into the frame of mind that this little camera sitting on your desk or whatever is your friend. One of my tips says, you know, the camera is your friend and you have to talk to it like it's a friend. Imagine your best friend sitting behind the camera or whatever.
That is a good psychological belief kind of setup to do, and I that's very intriguing. Because what I was thinking about when you were talking about this, about talking to one person, as we all have, if you talk to a person who's giving you no response at all and they're just totally blank-faced and there's no expression, it is very becomes increasingly hard to have a conversation with them, because you just don't know what's going through their mind. And of course, in a conversation with a friend, there are micro messages, body language shifts that are happening very subtly, but we pick up on them and they kind of influence our communication. And when you're talking to a piece of plastic, there's none of that going on. So it would be very easy to be switched off and find it very difficult to do that.
Yeah, and that's one of the tricks too. If you do practice the camera and watch yourself back,
right,
this sounds a little bit bizarre, but because you're watching yourself back, you know when you respond to yourself.
Yes.
Does this make sense?
Yeah.
So when you're then recording another time, you really have to kind of imagine when the other people are responding to you. So if you say gotcha. Something mildly funny and they're going to maybe smile or have a little chuckle or whatever, then when you're doing your message, you need to allow them the time to do that.
Okay.
One of my other tips I call pause for thought, because for that very reason, when you're talking to a camera, there's this temptation to feel a pressure to talk and to talk and to talk and not have any gaps. Well, when you have a conversation with somebody, quite often there are, not long ones, but there are small pauses, because you are doing exactly as you say, waiting for a response from the other person. And you gauge that response, and that depends what you say next. So a trick when you're recording to camera is actually to put pauses in, and I often challenge people to double the length of the pauses when they're recording, so they're doing twice as long as they feel that they should do, and then when they watch it back often they say that's about right.
Yes, and it isn't as long as they thought it was on camera anyway.
Not at all, no.
Interesting. That's very, very interesting, the psychology of... I should call this talk the psychology of presenting, shouldn't we? I think it's very, very interesting. And very few people that I've come across in my limited experience here have talked about that very much.
Well, it's only mine, really, but it's just something that I kind of, I guess, quite firmly believe in, because I see it working now. And when you see something working, then you tend to do it more.
Mm. So I've heard people saying, and you're really reiterating this, that an over-engineered or over-edited, too slick presentation can turn off viewers because it looks like the typical TV ad that no one trusts, no one believes, it's all staged.
Yeah.
Whereas something that is, obviously it's helpful if it's fairly professionally produced, in other words, as you say, the good lighting, the clear backdrop, which I'm particularly guilty of, having cluttered yeah. stuff behind. But that, and recording it reasonably well, but it's the kind of sincerity of the presentation that comes across that is what convinces or sells you.
I believe so, yeah. I quite firmly believe that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think whether it's a website or a forum or whatever it is, wherever that video is sitting, if the people, whoever it is, I'm assuming they're a potential customer because this is a marketing tool for you.
Yeah.
If people buy into that video and they say, yeah, he seems like a nice guy, yeah, I couldn't imagine myself working with him, then you've taken a huge leap forward already that over and above other competitors who have just got text on a website.
For sure, yeah. I haven't made the leap to present myself. What I've done and what I have intended to do on the website is to just present my clients. Because I thought, you know, my clients' testimonials are going to be much more believable than me. Because obviously if I say, well, whatever I say, however convincing I look, I've still got a vested interest in telling a story, haven't I? Whereas
which is why your message is important, which is why hopefully you'll notice on the Academy profile, for example, which also sits on my website, I'm deliberately there not selling anything. I'm just presenting my own kind of ethos, if you like, as to what's important in a video.
Yes.
So again, lots of people often come on my courses, and when they do their very first video, because we kind of drop them in it first thing in the morning, it's a big sales pitch. You know, they're 1 minute, 60 seconds from their networking groups selling of their business.
Yeah.
And sort of we turn them off that straight away and get them to start thinking more about the person behind it and the reasons behind it and the ethos behind the business, because those are the things that people would rather buy into first, I think.
The values.
Mm. Mm.
That is an interesting approach. And again, I'm just having fairly recently just looked at your video profile, it does come across, and it is very, very powerful, very subtle and kind of unusual, because most people are doing the standard, I'm trying to sell you something and I'm trying to look as professional and slick as I can, because that's what I think everybody does when they're doing an advert.
Mm.
And yet, you know, having been bombarded with this stuff for the last, well, as long as we've been watching TV, most people are fairly cynical about that kind of stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are people, I mean, certainly within the Academy forum, there are people think that the soft approach is wrong. This is just my approach, and it's, I think, you know, I'm of the camp where I think people buy from people first.
Yeah.
And so you present the person.
Mm. No, I think it's an interesting angle, and I personally like it, and I know quite a few people as well who I think would be more drawn to that approach than the kind of traditional, you know, slick sales presentation. But yeah, there is a difference of opinion there, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing now with your business and what you're offering. And I know we've discussed prior to this call about what you're doing. Still a lot of work with fairly large companies.
Yeah.
But also thinking about how you can share what you know, your hard-won experience, with people perhaps less well-endowed with a large marketing budget.
From a business perspective, I'm taking a two-pronged attack. To the medium-sized and larger businesses, I offer a consultancy service doing just as we've discussed, really, advising them on how best to use video, because a lot of people use video out there, and I think and believe firmly they could be using it more effectively. And so it's a case of talking first. And it doesn't necessarily mean that I will end up making the video. Often I'll go into people and advise them on how the video should be used, what's the most effective way it should be used, and then partner up with their preferred production company wherever they may be. So that's end. But as a result of everything we've talked about today and the academy business and the fact that people can put video on websites now, there's a part of my business which is trying to encourage people to do that. And I think anybody can use video. I think small companies can very cost effectively get a short, sharp video onto their website, either of themselves presenting like we've been talking about today, or indeed you've mentioned, and I was going to mention as well, video testimonials, which I think are certainly at the moment, until everybody's got them, I think are the most powerful way of selling your business. Because if you get, and I use that a lot within corporates as well, if you can get your customers talking about you and selling your own services for you, then that's a far stronger message than you actually standing there and doing it yourself. And so a very cost-effective way of getting a short, sharp, effective clip onto a website for any company is to have some sort of social event where you invite your best customers along and get a camera there and do some video testimonials from your customers saying how wonderful you are. And then just you literally just need a few pictures then of your business and what you do, which you can grab very quickly, and it doesn't need to be a great big long complicated shoot. That then edits together fairly quickly, and so at that sort of scale, for something not much more than £1,000 a go, you can get a very good marketing tool that sits on your website or anywhere on the internet for people to watch. Also, I'm again going on this idea where I think anybody can do this, particularly using a webcam. I'm in the middle at the moment of creating a tutorial, which is a video tutorial which people will be able to download, taking them through the basic process of creating their own message. That's from deciding on, you know, the camera to use and how to set the camera up. And that can be a webcam, you know, just to prove my point, my webcam came off eBay. You know, it's not an expensive one, it's just a box standard webcam really. But my point is that if it's used correctly and it's lit nicely and you can get good sound, it works. It works well enough for people to get a message across. There's some very effective editing and video converting software available, which makes the process very cheap to do without having to buy into lots of expensive video editing software. And so I'm creating that so that basically saying to people, anybody within the English-speaking market for me, English-speaking world, can see this video testimonial and this video tutorial and hopefully create their own video message.
Right. And when will this be available?
This hopefully will be available. Well, I would hope within about a month. It's been created. Obviously, I have to create somewhere for it to sit, a website for it to sit on, and all whatever goes around there. But sure, hopefully within the next month, that should be available, yeah.
Okay, well, it'd be good to know when that does become live, and I can broadcast and attach that link to our New Year Secrets
Insider Secrets
blog.
Good.
Okay, well, we appreciate your time. I appreciate your time, but there's going to be hopefully many, many people listening to this as well. I appreciate your time, and it really is interesting, and I think some of the things you've said, I'm going to have to re-listen to this a few times, because I think you've given quite a few golden nuggets away.
Probably too many, Naomi.
I don't think so. I don't think you can give away too much, personally. And very, very valuable. And, yeah, certainly we're going to look forward to seeing your video, is it? A downloadable video tutorial?
Okay. Indeed, yeah.
Very much be looking forward to kind of seeing that when that comes out.
Good, okay. I'll certainly let you know.
Okay, Richard. Appreciate your time.
Yep, and it's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right, David. Cheers.